Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, whoever thought we'd see this? Two sides, neither of which have been relegated from the Premier League, face one another in the fading embers of the 2022-23 campaign. Everton sit 19th with just 29 points, 3 points from safety, with just two games remaining. Ashwood City could seal their fate today. 18th place, a remarkable rally in this second half of the season, level on points with Leeds United in 17th. A win here today, and the Super Whites have done it. Mathematical certainty will guarantee them survival going into their final day clash with West Ham United at the Credit Master. They can check out early here, begin the rebuild, look to new investment and the brighter future. Or they continue their perilous dangle over one of the steepest, most treacherous drops in world football. Alongside me today, at Goodison Park, is a favoured son of this fair city, Billy Richards. How are we today, Billy?
Oh, I'm fired up, Peters. I'm sure 22 of those lads are out there today. You said it at the start. Who ever thought we'd be here, honestly? We're talking about Ashwood City Football Club and Everton Football Club. These are giants, not just of English football, but of European football. Yes, they've had their troubles. Yes, they've changed hands a few times in various turbulent ways, but come on, neither club should be in this position. And hey, Ashwood City have a chance today to wake up, snap out of it, and ensure survival, and get to putting things right.
3,000 pilgrims of the Church of Ashwood City FC gather in worship today at Goodison Park in the two tiers of the Bullens Road stand.
Yeah, the Bullens Road stand. I mean, goodness me, if that stand could talk, Peter, it's seen some things in its time, I'm sure.
But what will it see today? We can take you through the personnel. Sean Dyche puts a back four in front of Jordan Pickford, consisting of Seamus Coleman, Michael Keane, James Tarkowski and Vitaly Mikhailenko. In front of them, the holding players Idrissa Gueye and James Garner. Then the three of Dwight McNeil, Abdoulaye Doucouré and Alex Iwobi. Spearheading that firepower up top is Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Captain Emmanuel Riviere for Ashwood City sits behind a back three of Dario Babic, Akin Adeyemi and Stephen Black. Then a midfield four of Marcelo Costas, Paul Jones, William Van Ginkel and Joshua Nakatomi. Andrew Woodward and Gustavo sit behind the in-form Ivan Lloyd. Referee for this one is Andre Mariner. Dan Watson there, exchanging a few friendly words with his opposite number. Sean Dyche and Dan Watson have always been in a similar orbit to one another. Both centre-backs in their time, very different centre-backs, but centre-backs nonetheless.
So I guess we're expecting a cagey game then?
Well, yes, quite. But you would argue that Everton in particular cannot afford to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why having two holding players, for me, is a bit of a head-scratcher, to be honest. It's obviously going to help deal with the bulked out Ashwood City midfield, what with that three at the back. But Dan will change that back and forth as the game goes on, sometimes a three, sometimes a five.
Why has he gone for a back three today, Billy?
Well, basically, he'll know what Dyche wants to achieve up top, put simply, in truth. He can't have Adeyemi doing all the aerial work with the diminutive Stephen Black alongside him. You know what I mean? So he's bringing in some physicality with Dario Babic. He's also aware of the threat of Iwobi and McNeil, because a lot of the time, players like Doucouré and Calvert-Lewin are there to bring those wider players into play. McNeil in particular, because he can get quite central. It's worth having those extra bodies as a three to deal with those threats. But also, have enough to deal with Calvert-Lewin maybe sneaking between the lines, running on the shoulder of defenders. It's sensible stuff, Peter. But you know, we're not sat here biting our nails because it's going to be sensible tonight. It's going to be nervy. It's going to be twitchy. And something, as we've said, has got to give.
Everton take the kick-off and Goodison roars for the last time this season. Will it be the last time in the Premier League? Time will only tell. A press from the off from Ashwood City, getting forward in numbers and applying pressure. Here's Doucouré, who plays it back to McNeil, harried by Marcelo. Back it goes to Mikalenko.
Yes, he's just trying to calm it down, Peter. Look at Everton on the back foot here.
Just looking to take the edge off as it goes back to Jordan Pickford, who's in no hurry, but Ivan Lloyd is. Oh!
No way!
Oh, and Jordan Pickford caught out by Lloyd and Bodis! Ah! Could this be the goal? Could a mistake from Jordan Pickford be the lifeline for Ashwood City Football Club? All the doubt, all the turmoil, dissipated, at least for this moment, by the clumsiness of Jordan Pickford and the perseverance of Ivan Lloyd.
What is he doing, Peter? What is he doing? You see it moments earlier, seconds earlier, to his own left back, giving it, calm it down, give it here, give it to me, I'll take the heat off the press. And he does the exact opposite. Dyche has every right to be furious with him. Look at that. Because all that well-thought-out game plan is torn up now. Completely torn up. Incredible gift for Dan Watson and Ashwood City Football Club.
You'll see in the replay there, Billy. That would be Chris Woodall doing his best Brian Kidd impression.
Look at him go. Has he got springs in his shoes or something? Blimey.
Just a few metres out of the technical area. Mr. Mariner and Mr. Bramall letting that one slide.
Well, if only the UEFA delegation had done the same when Mr. Woodall and Mr. Tuchel met the other week, Peter.
Absolutely, Billy. So there's the as-it-stands table. Ashwood City sitting 3 points clear of the relegation zone. And by virtue of how the fixtures fall on the final day, Ashwood City are, as it stands, guaranteed survival.
It is amazing, Peter. It's totally mind-blowing. It would have never have thought of being possible. The second they got that fine and the deducted points, just about everybody in the country said, yeah, they're gone, see you later. Then you think about the transfer window after that, stripping out the club, the coaching staff, playing a bunch of kids and getting Ivan from Huddersfield Town. It was the act of a club that was bowing out of the league they were in, wasn't it? They were going through the motions and getting ready for the championship. But Dan Watson, I mean, Paul Jones, Ivan Lloyd, Emmanuel Rivière, every player, every staff member, they've all proved us completely and utterly wrong.
For now.
For now, yeah, that's right.
Here is Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Just 2 goals in 14 this season. 5 in 17 the season before that. Coming off numbers like 16 in 33 for the 2020-21 season.
Yeah, these last couple of years, of course, have been absolutely brutal for Everton. And you forget just how difficult it is for players that have to go through this. Especially strikers, you know. Goals are very hard to come by when you're struggling. Dominic will look back at his career and say, you know, could I have done better, got more someplace else? It's such a short working career, isn't it, for players? These decisions of who you play for absolutely shapes your career, and it's absolutely vital.
Mikalenko will pinpoint a diagonal pass that is plucked out of the air by Seamus Coleman, who gives it to Alex Iwobi. looks to take on Babic, but the Croatian thumps it out for a corner kick.
Yeah, common sense from Babic. When you're under pressure, the numbers look good for Everton then. Babic knew that, decided to neutralise the threat, and did so brilliantly. That's why he's there.
Here is Coleman to take the corner. Bodies jostling and rearranging in the area, awaiting the delivery. Here it comes, onto the head of Michael Keane. Goal, Everton! Well now, Ashwood City protest. They point towards not just one foul, but two.
I think it was on Stephen Black by James Sarkowski. I could be wrong. And then, hold on, possibly something from Michael Keane when he was climbing up for that.
VAR are going to have a look at it. Andre Mariner just holding his right ear for a second as white shirts bellow into the left one.
It's no life, is it?
Absolutely not.
Not for you, Peter. Never thought about refereeing.
Only in my nightmares, Mr. Richards.
Yeah, you and me both.
VAR now just dissecting the corner.
So if you look at that, it's an outswinger from Coleman, and you'll just see there at the near post, Stephen Black is completely manhandled there by James Sarkowski.
Forgive me, Billy, but if you're Michael Keane, surely you're asking, well, yes, that's a foul, but what on earth has it got to do with me putting the ball in the back of the net?
Well, because, Peter, the ball is bending out across the box and Tarkowski is moving Stephen Black away from the flight of the ball, so he can't get ahead on it. He can't block it or do whatever. Tarkowski is literally cutting off Stephen Black from getting involved in the play, and he clears the path of the ball for Michael Keane, who also, by the way, looking here, I mean, he's basically got Adeyemi in a headlock at the start of this. I don't think this is going to be allowed, Peter.
Well, that's what Billy Richards thinks. Does Andre Mariner on the pitch and Simon Hooper on VAR think? Well, they think no goal.
And that's what Goodison think of that decision, Peter.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Another substitution, this time for Ashwood City. As Dan Watson looks to shore things up a little bit more, Billy.
Even more so. Yes, Peter, 77 minutes on the clock. Still that delicate 1-0 lead. Goodison is starting to get a little bit more bite, a little bit more volume, and he's probably just thinking, I need not just a fresh pair of legs, but a fresh mind to go out there and protect this lead.
Off comes Andrew Woodward and on comes David Hogg. The American, quite the versatile defender. Can, of course, play left back. But what do you expect to see here, Billy?
Well, I expect Hogg will give Nakatomi a bit of support on this side, so Nakatomi will go more central. Would be surprised if he comes off soon, actually, but Hogg will just add double protection on this left-hand side where we've seen a lot of difficulty for Ashwood City, especially in this second half.
Now, there has just been a goal at the London Stadium, and it's a goal for Sam Allardyce's Leeds United.
Oh, now this is getting interesting, Peter.
That, of course, means that Everton definitely need a goal today. There's no question about that. But it also does put a bit of a question mark on the value of that Ashwood City lead. Bear with me now, Billy Richards. If they concede here today, bringing this game to a draw, it would mean they would need to go and win their final game of the season if this is only a point. If Leeds win, and if Forest stay in the fight as well, this could get very, very complicated.
It's so tight down there, isn't it? Neither side can really afford for anything, anything but an absolute outright win here tonight.
Here is Idrissa Gueye to McNeil, who turns to face Marcelo, and the Brazilian looks to shut him out. McNeil plays it inside to Decore, gets it out of his feet, has a go, blocked by Adeyemi. It's gone through to Dominic Calvert-Lewin, who's hit the post.
Nothing Rivière could do there but make himself big. Try and put off Calvert-Lewin and hope for the best. It's nobody's fault that Dominic ends up with the ball. It's a cruel deflection. Adeyemi is on him. It's right that he goes in and blocks the shot. It just pings. Look, it just pings out from under him. And Calvert-Lewin finds the ball at his feet. He's as shocked as Rivière is, to be honest. He's got a one-on-one on his favoured foot. Lots of time, lots of space. And sometimes, when you're struggling for form, it's not what you want.
I have to say, Billy, I haven't seen Goodison Park like this for a good many years.
Yeah, completely agree, Peter. Such a unique atmosphere here tonight. It really is exuding just about every emotion you can possibly imagine.
As is that man there, Sean Dyche. And we're probably about to see more emotions from him as Gustavo has managed to flip the ball onto Ivan Lloyd, who's only got Michael Keane in front of him. Paul Jones charging for the overlap. Everton completely outnumbered. Lloyd looks to go alone and win it for Ashwood City. And no! No! Not now. Not yet. Watson and Woodall slump onto their backsides in the dugout.
That was it.
That was it, wasn't it?
That was it. I'm sorry, Ivan. I'm so, so sorry. You have quite simply got to pass the ball there. I know strikers should be selfish and all this malarkey, but there's your moment to stay in the Premier League. 2-0, game over, night-night. Chance for a party atmosphere at the Credit Master in a week's time, and he's blown it. I'm afraid to say he has blown it.
Everton making a change here. Yet more pace and threat arrives, this time in the form of Damari Gray, who comes on for James Garner.
Yeah, as you say, just a bit of firepower. Won't really be in Garner's position, obviously. They'll just expect Gay to deal with that middle of the park. Whereas for everybody else, it's all hands to the pump. Get a goal, you have to get a goal.
And here is Damari Gray, who charges over on this left-hand side. McNeil on the inside, an overlapping Mykolenko on the other. Gray opts to go alone, runs into traffic, lays it off for Iwobi, saved by Rivière. Can Calvert-Lewin get there? Yes, he can! And it's off the line by Paul Jones! Adeyemi puts it out for a corner.
Is there anything Paul Jones can't do, Peter? This place was celebrating. You could hear it, you could see it. Dominic Dominic Calvert-Lewin is getting ready to wheel away in celebration. Then all of a sudden, this young man says, "Not yet, lads. Not yet."
Corner is hurried and short to Mikulenko, who swings it into the far post. And to James Sarkowski, it's just wide. It is just wide.
The fraction, Peter. A little bit to the left, and the final day was looking very, very tasty.
Look at those away fans. Jubilation over 80 minutes ago at that Jordan Pickford error turns to trepidation as Everton pile on the pressure and Goodison cranks up the volume. Will it all be too much to bear?
It is for me, Peter. Goodness me.
Dan Watson in discussion there with his staff.
There's no other options. There's no... You have to just examine this game as best you can. Work with what you've got on the pitch. Motivate them. These final moments are what they are. We're all just observers. We're all just looking through our fingers at this thriller.
Riviera sent it long and up the field of play. Looking to get a good distance from his goal. Ivan Lloyd goes up for the header. Doesn't get on it. It goes right back to Pickford, who sends it right back again. And Doucouré wins the header and gets it into the feet of Dwight McNeil, who yet again looks to cause some trouble. Dwight McNeil, it's a cute dink into Damari Gray, who just can't get him out of his feet. Lays it off to Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Deflected and wide.
He can't quite believe it, Peter. He can't quite believe it. He should have tried to place it for me. He's in the box. He's got the whole goal to aim at. Instead, he drills it. It's asking to be shut out, and Stephen Black does so well to get something on it and send it out of play.
Corner taken quickly again. Here is Iwobi, jogging and winding closer and closer into the box as Hogg refuses to give an inch. Iwobi finds his way into the box and goes down. Goodison roars, but Andre Mariner is shaking his head. It's a goal kick.
Wow, I mean, we really are skating on thin ice now, aren't we? Iwobi, I will say this, Iwobi is asking for it, in my opinion. You can see he starts to go down before he's even got both feet into the box. Hogg hasn't really touched him in the grand scheme of things. Certainly not enough to send him to the ground.
Riviere here, standing over the ball for as long as he can, I'm sure. 88 minutes on the clock. Ashwood City staring at one of the most famous results in their history. The two unrelegated forces have collided together in this superconductor of a season. Riviere thumps it into the Everton half. Tarkowski cushions the ball back to Jordan Pickford, who looks up for options. Something tells me he doesn't want a straightforward one. It goes long and out wide and picked up by Damari Gray. Ashwood City players shuffling into position, closing gaps, shotting off passes, stretching the triangles. Here is Damari Gray, plays it off Iwobi and gets it back, and still Gray, and he's pulled to the ground by Dario Babic on the edge of the area. That is a free kick to Everton, and a very interesting one.
Oh, I don't know about this one, Peter. That's just a coming together for me. Gray has seen he's got a bit of a dead end that he's run into. Babic is just muscling up against him. And Gray sort of twists his body downwards as if he's being hauled over. I think he may have solved that one pretty well, Peter.
Well, Damari Gray does, of course, know Dan Watson very well. In fact, it was Dan Watson that gave the young Damari Gray his professional debut.
No way, is that so?
That is so, for Birmingham City. Still yet to break into the full international setup, but still regarded as a formidable talent, as he has proven since coming on, a real handful when he wants to be. Now with Anthony Gordon out of the picture, the free kick responsibilities are shared fairly liberally throughout the Everton lineup, but Gray has very much asserted himself for this one.
Yeah, this is mine, he says. Nobody is having this one. I earned it. I'm taking it.
Riviere, nudging his wall further to the right. Shouts of not just a goalkeeper, but a captain. And what a job he has done. Always a deputy under Broome, but he's stepped up to the occasion and even made his mark on the world stage this season. Can he perform one final trick and keep Ashwood City in the Premier League? The temper has simmered down a little in the stadium, hasn't it, Billy?
Well, it's because it's so close to the end, Peter. It is so close to the end. And I dare say the place is moving from anger to acceptance.
Will that be premature? We can only wait and see. Here is Tomori Gray for Everton on the edge of the box.
He's done it!
Tot up the ifs, buts and maybes, but this is going down to the final day against West Ham United at the Credit Master.
Here, under the late afternoon sun, in the long shadow of the Credit Master Stadium, a city awaits its fate. The offensive has come to an end. The divisions and legions that marched once under the banners of ambition find themselves in full retreat. Humbled and routed by the formidable hordes of the modern game, plagued by greed within its ranks and outflanked by its rivals. Survival in this league is and always was a war of attrition. And so it is inside these city walls that gallant defenders of hope must be asked to do their duty once more, and perhaps for the very last time.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.